The death toll of the opioid epidemic is still highest among men between 25 and 45, but new research suggests it's increasingly deadly for the youngest members of the population. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Julie Gaither has been studying the opioid epidemic for the better part of a decade, but even she was caught off guard when she saw her numbers.
I was surprised to find that so many kids are dying at home. It's just, and children dying in the ED or dead on arrival. You know, it's scary.
Gaither's an instructor at the Yale School of Medicine, and she's the lead author of a new study that shows the rate of opioid deaths for children from birth to 19 years old has almost tripled since 1999.
The epidemic is just evolving rapidly and in ways that no one has been able to predict.
Gaither says the same synthetic opioid, fentanyl, is largely responsible for the spike in both pediatric and geriatric overdose deaths. But she says there are some pretty common sense ways to protect the youngest among us. Some opioids still don't come in child-resistant containers, and she says some are brightly colored in ways that make them attractive to exploring toddlers. Gaither also says doctors should be more explicit in warning patients about the dangers of keeping opioids in the house. She says around the country, the most common place to dispose of unused prescription opioids is at police stations, but that's often not well advertised.
Who goes to the police station? Often, you know, it's not a casual sort of thing. So I think there are things that we have failed to tell people and give clear directions on. When you finish with this medication, get it out of your house.
In Monroe County, there are 6 medication drop boxes, all operated by law enforcement. But 3 of the 6 counties surrounding Monroe don't have any drop-off sites available, according to the state health department. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.